Welcome to Removing Layers, an original podcast series produced by the Texas Association for Health, Physical Education, Recreation, and Dance. I'm Rachel Naylor, Executive Director of Tapered, and I'm here with my co-host, Lisa Fall, Director of Convention and Meetings at Tapered. Hi, Lisa.
Hey, can you believe we're finally here? We did it.
Yeah, you wore me down enough.
Season one, episode one.
And we're only going to have one season.
No, this is a warm-up.
This is the warm-up.
We're just getting started. And you're going to want to do this all the time.
I'm glad you think that.
Yeah, especially because we're going to get to see each other. And so it's going to be great.
Well, I am really excited about the guests that we're going to get to have on. And it's just going to continue to grow and get stronger and stronger. So let's kick this off.
Let's do this. Today, we are welcoming our first guest of season one of Tapered's Removing Layers podcast, our 2024 Tapered president, Barbara Polansky. Welcome to Removing Layers.
Thank you. This is an exciting new thing for Tapered.
We're so glad you're here, Barbara. Thanks a million.
We're excited too.
Barbara, we have a question that we're going to start out with every single session that we have. So what led you to Tapered?
What led me to Tapered was a freshman at North Texas State University, PE major, something I've wanted to do all my life. In seventh grade, I professed I was going to be a physical educator. And therefore, it was strongly encouraged by our professors that we joined our professional club. And in fact, we even had a North Texas Pro Club, which I think statewide, a lot of pro clubs were happening. So that was my first initiation into it. I was very fortunate that when I graduated from North Texas and got a job at Richardson ISD, our coordinators there were very involved. In fact, Charles Sterling was our coordinator who hired me, and he is a past president of Tapered. So it's always been promoted and encouraged. It is our profession's organization, so you should be belonging to your professional organization.
True. What ways over your membership tenure have you gotten involved in the association?
I guess my first step and one of the easiest way was being a volunteer at conventions. I'm fortunate in the Dallas-Fort Worth area that conventions have always been up here every other year. And Richardson ISD was in charge usually of registration. And that's where I met several past presidents just handing out packets at registration. Eventually, moving on up, I became a secretary of a section, girls and women's sports. Then I was section chair of middle and secondary schools, and then became vice president. I've been vice president in several divisions throughout Tapered and ultimately becoming the president. I think some of the things that we don't realize within Tapered is the opportunities that they allow us to have. I got involved with teaching Foundations of Personal Fitness. Dr. Fred Blum, who was the president at the time, created it. We had a committee of four. We went to the state board and created the course for the entire state and requirement to presenting this to the state board. That was a step up in that aspect of becoming more involved. You can get as small as involvement or as much involvement as you want. We always need volunteers. We are a volunteer association. Our conventions are very much involved with including everyone who wants to. Ultimately, with the conventions, yes, I have been the convention manager since 2002, every time it's been in Dallas. So therefore, whatever we need, step up, reach out to our staff and say, hey, I'm willing to help whatever needs to be done. So it's as little as you want to be or as much as you want it to be.
You are so right, Barbara. We have spent so much of our lives, both of us, grew up in Tapered, started as students, and then our entire careers have been in Tapered. But the opportunities are immense for you to grow your skill set to be a leader or just to network with other individuals. I can't even imagine what my life or my career would have been like had I not gotten on the board so young or been involved in Tapered from the very beginning. Don't you agree?
I think part of that, too, is since so many of our professionals, particularly elementary educators, are in their classroom in the school by themselves. They're in an island, and they don't have an outreach for professionalism or for just exchanging ideas. And therefore, it's a way that we can get together. Hey, we're all on the same ideas. We all want to be better professionals. And that way, it's giving us an outlet. The English teachers in a school have fellow English teachers to back and forth with ideas. A PE teacher within one school in an elementary, that's they're all there by themselves. So if the districts exchange them, we have a lot of small school districts in Texas, and there may be only one or two elementary teachers in that school district. So therefore, let's reach out. That's a way they can get out, get new ideas. I know I've heard with the summer conference, a lot of teachers get there and get refired up for the new school year. What's going on? What's coming up? And it's the pep rally for the new school year for physical education teachers and health teachers.
Absolutely. Nothing makes me happier than when I'm at summer conference walking around the halls and you hear someone talking about an activity they just went to. And then they're like, but I do something a little different. Well, what do you do? And then you can just see them having that conversation and the light bulbs are going off. What if we did this? Oh, we could try that. And I was like, those are the things that just make our conferences so much fun. And it fills your cup. It just empowers you to want to go back and do more.
And I've heard with our annual conference, teachers are saying, the students are saying, why are you leaving us? Why are you leaving us? I'm going to go learn new activities and I will come back and teach you at least one new activity. I see the factor that we're in the summer starting before the school year in December, the aspect of teachers are now starting to think through the spring semester. Oh, what's my field day like? What's my PTA program like? Getting new and sharing ideas. The aspect is a field day. One teacher does it at one school. Another teacher does it in another school. It could be the same field day. Let's just share our ideas and exchange our ideas to grow on whatever we're doing. Education is sharing anyway. Therefore, as I've heard someone say, beg, borrow, and steal. As when we were student teaching, we were learning and whatever the cooperating teacher would share with us on their files. Here's our files. Here's my outline for this course or this game. Take it. Hand it out. In other words, we're passing it on from one educator to another.
Which just leads us right into another question. We both have alluded to the importance of when we were students, but if I'm a student coming into Tabor, what is the importance of them being involved in our association, not just from their perspective, but also from ours? And I'm talking more to, we have students on our board and their voice is so important to us. And so taught from that perspective. But the other thing that I'm alluding to is as a student and I come to Tabor and I can get all these lessons or get access to units that other people have built that I just get to tweak. Kind of talk about that.
I think number one is if you're going to be a professional in whatever profession you're in, you should belong to your professional organization. In the state of Texas, it is Tabor, Texas Association of Health, Physical Education, Recreation, and Dance. As a student, the aspect of networking, you don't know who you may be talking to at these conventions. It may be the next person who's going to hire you. You can get introduced to so many coordinators throughout the school districts, throughout the state on where to learn, sharing ideas, making contacts now with the internet and everything. Hey, I like that idea. I missed it. Let me catch up with you. It's just your continuing education, particularly since you do have to have 150 hours of continuing education every 5 years. This is content specific that you do not find normally in most school districts offering content specific for physical educators and health educators. This is your way of getting your content specific continuing education.
You're completely right. We also have all of our university professors encouraging their students to come. And so often they're thinking about the sessions those students are going to attend. But if they only knew the power of those sessions showing up from that student presenting at their interview, these are all the staff developments that I've already attended. As an old administrator of a school district for PEN Health, nothing made me happier than being able to reach out to a fellow Tabor member when I know that this teacher is coming from their school or from their university and being able to ask questions about that particular student. I also know there's been several times over the years that I was at a conference or convention and someone's coming up and going, hey, this person really wants to get into your school district. And I would be working with a principal to set him up for an interview right there at the convention. So the opportunities for students are incredible. I don't know that they always see it that way.
I think And I know the colleges are not promoting it like when you and I were in school. Exercise science, exercise physiology has really taken a big hit in education for physical educators. So I think, though, if you got it, someone active advocating for your profession, for your organization, I know for myself at North Texas, it just took me asking, hey, can I go visit your classes? Going to the chair of the department, hey, we've got this convention here. Can you help fund these students going? Oh, sure. Once again, I know, Rachel, you and I have talked about, don't hesitate to ask. I always feel like no question is a dumb question. Because if you think you're going to be told no, then you may be told yes, and you may be completely surprised that you get a yes. It's take the risk, ask the question, and maybe you'll come out ahead with the yes.
Yeah, the outcome's always going to be better than it was. At least you find out and you ask. If they say no, you're still the same place you were to begin with. So why not find out if you can go a little bit further? Absolutely.
We are physical education. They need to realize professionalism is part of it. Being a professional, whatever your field is, they're going to join the Coaches Association. Why? For their continuing education. So as a physical educator, they should join TAPER.
So Barbara, our next question, we're going to stay on involvement. And you, over the years, have taught so many sessions yourself at both our summer conference and our annual convention on your Tapered 101, that you call it, on leadership and how people can get involved. So would you share with us in those sessions, what are some of the areas that you highlight on how members who are not involved in Tapered but want to get involved in Tapered, how do you recommend that they go about doing that?
And thinking back once again, back in 1985 was my first presentation at Tapered, and it was a group presentation on our Foundations of Personal Fitness class. There were several teachers that did it. You've got an hour, really, you've got about 55 minutes. You've got a group of people presenting. If it's your first presentation, you've got 5 or 10 minutes, maybe. The time flies by, it makes it real easy. Summer conference is a smaller audience. We're so used to talking to students all the time. That's an easy thing, being in a gym with students or in a classroom with students. But when you're talking to your peers, no matter how old you are, no matter how long you've done this, you still get nervous. So your first couple presentations, if you can do them as groups, that works out well. I started out as a middle school, junior high, 7th, 8th, and 9th grade teacher and coach, coaching 3 sports. And then I progressed down to the elementary with the kindergartners. And now I'm back up with the college students. But if you're looking at vertical alignment, what's going with your elementary on up to your middle school progression, it once again, it's breaking it down. If you've got a good group of teachers within your district, once again, Richardson teachers, elementary and junior high, we did it on where would you start with the kinders, intermediates, and then with the junior high. So it was, once again, it was a group presentation, and it made it easy for each presenter. You can teach one game. You can teach one drill, however you want to do it. And then as you get more comfortable, if you've got a couple of activities you want to do, that gets you going on the involvement. And really, presenting is an easy foot in the door. Committees and then presentations, you'll get ideas people will share with you. And we have several teachers right now that are doing it that are not all in the same district that to get together and share their ideas across the state and form a group.
That's so true. Barbara, that is just amazing. And you're completely right. Presenting is one of the easiest ways to start getting yourself involved. Mm-hmm. It's so important to give back or pass it on, as you say. But what has the involvement in Tapered done for you? What are the skill sets? How did it shape your career? How did you become who you are, having been involved in Tapered since you were in college?
Since I was in college, and of course, I had awesome professors. We all think we have awesome professors and just role models for our profession. I was fortunate to be instructed underneath 2 past presidents of Tapered at North Texas. But I think the aspect is you take what you want. I wanted to be involved. I was fortunate to be moving on up once I got into teaching. and Foundations of Personal Fitness was important. It was the wellness trend of the 80s and 90s. And that opportunity came, and I'm going, hey, this is more opportunities than just being a junior high teacher. Fred created that tapered committee, and we're the ones who wrote, they were called essential elements back then, instead of the TEKS. A committee of four of us wrote the essential elements for this one course, presented, went before the Texas State Board of Education, and asked them for that. So the opportunity, did I ever see it, me doing that? No, but I was willing to take it on. The Governor's Commission on Physical Fitness and Health, Governor Ann Richards appointed me to that. How did she get my name? She checked with Tapered. Was, who do you go to? When the Foundations of Personal Fitness course was actually adopted and textbooks came out, we had textbook companies. Who did they contact? Tapered office. So I had a textbook company contact me, and I was fortunate that they asked me to be a co-writer on one of their textbooks, which, you look at yourself, what I imagined myself graduating from North Texas and going, oh, someday I'll be writing a textbook. Those are for college people, not for junior high teachers. So I had that opportunity. It has just shaped me to where being more professional in the whole profession of physical education. I believe our course content is really the most important content a student can get in school. A student will not die from not knowing how to spell a word. But if the student doesn't know how to do CPR, they could be saving somebody's life, which has been shown, or they don't know about cardiovascular fitness for themselves and the importance of physical activity. That is where our courses are very important to the students in the public schools.
You're so right. What we teach has so much to do with day-to-day life, and kids use stuff from our classes every single day. Sometimes they can't even contribute it that they do, but they do every day. And you are so right with that.
I think we don't get physical education and health classes in the schools. And I said public schools, but any K through 12 setting, they don't see the need as much, or the contributions we do make to the personal lives of everyone, and it carries over to the parents. A student learns about CPR, they're going to take it home to their parents. A student learns about cardiovascular fitness and heart rate, they're going to take that home. Hey, mom and dad, this is what we learned today. Let's get up and see what we can get our heart rates up to, or we need to be walking. Yes, the other subjects are important, but ours will be lifetime skills.
Agreed. And quite honestly, every single thing on a student's plate is huge to their particular career. It's just sometimes I think the impact is more measurable in school right now when you have a test and they can measure, okay, the kid learned English or they learned this in history. And what we do isn't really measurable. It's years down the line that they're utilizing mm-hmm. things from our class that end up making the difference. And so it's really hard to measure something like that, but I still find it vastly important. Not everything has to be measurable.
I think, as you said, every subject is specific to what they want to do, but every one of us is a living human being. And so no matter whether you're going into mathematics or you're going into history or you're going to be a journalist, you still have to know about your human body.
Just shifting gears a little bit, let's talk about what you've got going on in 2024. Can you tell us a little bit about your presidency and how things are going?
To begin with, this is our 101st year of an association. How many professional associations have that tenure in them? And even looking at our state educators associations are not as long living as ours. I know we'd have area workshops coming on. We're coming down on the down coast of our centennial celebration last December. We're coasting a little bit. But we have area workshops going on, and in Frisco in July will be our summer conference. Hopefully a lot of people will be coming out the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And then culminating with our annual convention in Galveston in December. I'm excited that we're going back to the beach in Galveston. I'm just going, it's 101st. Now, the other key point for this year is we've already held our 40th leadership conference. And the summer conference in Frisco will be our 40th. So this was created by members, by past presidents, actually presidents-elect at the time, thinking we needed our leadership conference. And our summer conference was needed because not everybody could get off in the week after Thanksgiving, which we completely understand. We created the summer. and it's a good kickoff to the school year.
Completely. Absolutely. So just curious, Barbara, we've talked about like your theme and we've alluded to your favorite colors and we've talked about, but let us have it. What's your theme? Tell us about the favorite color. Tell us about your logo. What made you go that direction?
My thought was, as I alluded to, I'm very passionate about our profession. And our tagline for Tapered is promoting healthy lifestyles. As an educator, you are constantly either learning or sharing. We go from learning as students to sharing as educators to sharing as presenters. And we're still learning when we're going to our conventions. So therefore, whatever we're doing, when we're sharing, we are passing it on. I had the fortunate opportunity to carry the torch and the 96 Centennial Olympics torch relay from Fort Worth to Dallas. Whatever I always see is I'm sharing what I've got. And as a member, there's a time that you learn. There's a time that you work, just as our officers are set up as elect, current, and past. It's like you're in the shadows as an elect, learning from the current. The current is the leader because it is a group of three. That's one thing with Tapered is we never leave our officers standing alone. There's a group of three of them that they can always work with each other. So it's not, oh no, what am I getting myself into? And then the past is still there to share their wisdom and guide them. Once you get to that past position, even in some positions I've held, it's, oh, but I can still do it next year. No, it's not my time. It's my time to pass it on. There's always a time to grow and to leave and then to leave and pass it on to the next person.
You just wait, Barbara, when you're past president, you really don't think about that. It's my turn to lead anymore. You're like, okay, it's your turn.
That's what I've heard.
I was never like that as a vice president or a section chair, but man, when you get that past president role, it's okay, here you go.
Okay, so as president, what would you like to leave when you are past president and you do go off the executive committee? What legacy would you like to leave behind?
I want to say that I am here for the association. The association has benefited me as being a professional, has given me opportunities to grow as a professional throughout my entire career. And the aspect that we need to keep growing our younger ones, just as teachers, we've got a new class coming in every year and we see a graduating class. And so that's where we need to look as an association. I have always thought through in many years of a mentor aspect. Our students that are coming in are first timers. I know we have some people who are doing awesome jobs on doing orientations on first time at the conventions. Do we have members that want to be mentored at the conventions? A lot of teachers can reach out to fellow teachers in their district, but we do have a lot of small school districts in Texas. And do they need a mentor? Do they need somebody to help them, guide them? Are there fearful? Let's realize that we are a family of Tapered, whether you're a first timer or one who's been here a while. We're all helping each other. And because of our volunteer aspirations and our membership-driven association, we can only be as good as the family is, holding it together.
I think serving as president of Tapered is probably one of the biggest opportunities for us to give back. We put a lot of time and effort to being that leader, but it's your chance to give back to an association that has given you so much. So that's exactly how I felt when I was president. So let's talk about, you know that as you become president, you get this opportunity to wear a president's pin. It's called the president's key. It has always been something that our presidents get when they get to be past president. And you will get yours at leadership next year. I believe you got yours as a pendant, which I'm curious about this because You also always wear a particular pendant on your neck that I think is extremely special. And I'm curious, are you going to put your president's pass key on that same chain? And could you tell everybody a little bit about why I'm asking that question? Because I think that this is two very special things being put together.
Now you're going to put me in tears.
I don't mean to do that, but I think it's the most amazing thing that you can share.
Past president's key, which I did not realize until after I shared my theme with you and you pointed this out, to the history of the past president's key, has a torch in it for education. And the wreath is for sharing your knowledge. So I'm just going, this all ties in. The pendant I believe you're talking about is my paw print.
It is.
My only child, other than all my students that I taught or that I still teach, was a fur child. And I raised that fur child at 7 weeks. Her name was Casey. She's named after my sister that I lost many years ago. And I hope it's the only cancer therapy illness I have to go through in my family. I know we have cancer in my family, and my husband endured it before I knew him. And I will say I was fortunate that I was able to get her through remission with her cancer before she passed away. But I love animals, and I never wanted to have an animal as an adult because you have to make that decision to put them down. I grew up with animals my whole childhood and loved them. But it was my parents' decision when it was time to put them down. So my husband got me, and that's Casey's paw print. And on the backside, it says, love Casey. And it's got the birthstone of her gotcha date when I got her, which happened to be the weekend of Mother's Day. I became a fur mom the weekend of Mother's Day. Will I wear it with it? Now that more than one chain is more in style, it'll probably be that way. I do have a few adjustable chains, Rachel.
I can't wait to see those two things hanging on your neck, because if there is a person that deserves it more than anything, it is you, Barbara. And I think that story, I'm so glad you shared that with us today, and I appreciate you doing that. It is probably one of my favorite things I love about you.
Now, I will say I strive to be president of Tapered before I acquired Casey.
There you go, Barbara.
Oh my gosh. You are a good mom, Barb.
Casey was a beautiful dog.
Absolutely. When we loved it when you brought her to see us, especially at summer conference when we were at Frisco, you would bring her by, and that was always so much fun.
Yeah, I was about to say, when she came to summer conference, she was only 3 months old. And you didn't realize this, Rachel, was I was taking her to her nanny.
She had a nanny.
She had a nanny. Her nanny was Linda Gibbons.
Oh, that's awesome.
And Linda Gibbons was her godmother, to where if anything happened to Georgian, I knew where. You have to decide that as a mom. You got to know, what are you going to do with Morgan and Ryan if something happened to y'all? Where are they going to go?
Oh, they're on their own, Barbara. They're completely on their own.
Yeah. So I had already designated where Casey would go if something happened to George and I.
Oh, and that could have been a perfect godmother. I didn't know that. I love that.
Oh, if I was gone somewhere, that was the only place she stayed the first year of her life, was at Linda's house.
So, Barb, when you were talking about you wanted to be president before you actually ever got Casey, that's a good segue into our next question, which is, at what point in your career and how long had you been a member of Tapered when you decided that being president of this association was one of your goals? That's something that you were passionate about, that you wanted to strive for someday.
I would say when I joined Tapered, I never thought I would be here. After being a committee member, secretary, section chair, and vice president of physical education, and also an area section chair, and then becoming vice president of the area division. At that time, it was the regional division that I moved to get it changed to area. I thought, okay, what's my next step in Taper? I've already been vice president. My next step up is president. Do I really want that? It was never a goal that I set out saying, as a member of Taper, I will eventually be Taper president. Yes, I had been president of Richardson Health and Physical Education Association, but I felt I had the leadership skills and the relationships, being I had been facilitator of my site-based management at my school. In other words, your school principal chooses you to lead the whole faculty on school-based goals. And I thought, with all that experience, I could be a leader for Taper. Did I have an agenda? No. The only agenda I have is for this association to grow, to enhance its membership's knowledge and professionalism, and the need and the importance of this professional association. We are the profession for physical educators and health educators and dance educators in the state. We all need to be professional. That's where I thought I could do it. Yes, I have tried more than once, finally being successful. And everything comes around at the right time. And realizing that, pass it on. I handed a pen to someone recently for my logo with the torch. And somebody goes, oh, it's the Olympics. I hadn't put it together that it's the Olympic year, but it all ties together that this is the right time to say, pass it on. We have been here for 100 years, and we still need to continue passing on whatever is our value to share, our knowledge, our enthusiasm, and our passion in promoting healthy lifestyles.
Could not agree more, Barbara. And I think that's something we start to appreciate more as we get more seasoned in our careers. I don't know that I felt as strongly about it when I was in my 20s or 30s as much as I do now, and especially now serving in the ED role versus having been a member. The importance of this association and the legacy it has, I feel like it's going to give back to our profession in a whole nother way that people don't always understand. And I don't know that we can really put it into words.
I think it comes down to is we need people to realize in the state of Texas, if we want the experts in physical education and health and dance, who do we look for? We need to look at Taper. And that's where they go to the state office or whatever. Give me the name. Give me a resource. We need somebody on this committee that's recommending this. American Heart Association, if they need a physical educator, I bet they go to you, Rachel, to say, who's somebody in this area that does this? The 21-day challenge, it's up here in North Texas. And so they're reaching out to Taper for those professionals because they know our expectations, what we are producing in our profession.
Agreed. Barbara, we cannot thank you enough for being part of the show today and doing this podcast with us and being our first guest ever. But we have one more question for you. And you probably know this about Lisa Fall, but she's a one more thing girl. Like, we can't get out of a single staff meeting ever without her having at least 3 one more things. So, Lisa, take it away.
Okay, so this is what we're calling one more thing. And Barb, I know that you have touched on this throughout your answers to our questions today through this podcast, but if you could add anything to what you've already said about being a part of an association, what do you think, or why do you think it is important to be a part of a professional association, especially one such as Taper?
Number one, it is your resource for your professional development. Just because what you learned in college or wherever you acquired your certifications, you need continuing education. We are learners our entire life, whatever we're doing. But maybe if you're cooking, it's a new recipe you're learning. Whatever you're doing, it may be picking up pickleball. You're learning that now at whatever age you're playing pickleball. So it's continuing education when it, whatever profession you're in. A teacher who has taught 10 years may have taught only 1 year and they taught the same thing. If you want to be a professional, you change every year. You're constantly assessing. With Tapered as a member, you will get out what you put in. If you only attend sessions, yes, you will get knowledge there. If you want to be more involved, you will acquire leadership roles, develop your leadership skills, which are so valuable throughout whatever life experiences you have. As you move through, you see the dynamics in the state association and the experiences there, just as walking the halls of the Capitol, meeting different legislators, letting them know how passionate you are about physical education and health education, that they're seeing a different side of our profession, and promoting the best of our profession is always my goal, is to make sure people see, yes, we are a professional association that have great teachers.
Agreed. Thank you so much again. We had a great afternoon talking with you. And Lisa, did you have anything else? Do you have one more thing?
My only one more thing I would like to add is, Barb, I think you did a great job. I think everybody shared so much really valuable information. You have many years of knowledge in this association to share. And we just so appreciate you being our very first guest. Thank you.
Thank you for the opportunity. As we said, what is one of the new things for this year? As we're starting these podcasts. And Lisa, I know you are the motivator for the podcast. And I'm very honored that I am in season one, episode one, Removing the Layers.
Yes.
Thanks again for joining us today, Barbara. And thanks to everyone for listening to this episode of Removing Layers. Join us each month as we continue our conversation with leading voices in our community, offering candid conversations and fresh perspectives on ways to promote wellness and physical activity and unique stories to inspire. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. For more information about Tapered, visit us online at taherd.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.